We're back to the Neil Haley show. And, you know, I'm just telling you, I am trying to reverse my aging. I'm 49. You know, I've dropped X amount of pounds in the last year. And now I'm working on really getting my body to not think like I'm 49. And this man here is my inspiration. He's my inspiration in everything. So I'm excited to welcome to the program Dr. Ron Kaiser. He's the author of Rejuvenaging. How are you, Dr. Ron? And wouldn't you agree? It's just something when you talk about this process, people just don't understand how we can feel younger, how we can feel healthier. And we just allow, I guess, Father Time to get the best of us, and we make excuses, right?
Sure. But that's the key word, is excuses. So I'm glad that you're having me on so we can talk about it, because the reality is that we know a lot now about the aging process that can overcome those excuses.
Overcome them beyond belief, overcome them, Dr. Ron. And I think, first of all, it's what we put in our body. So I guess, you know, we don't want to give away the book. So you can give me some tips today. And I mean, I could pick your brain all day long, because like as I have found out, you know, that we can live a lot longer if we choose, even though now the United States, as I just saw, I guess it was in a news article about a couple of weeks ago, our life expectancy is even less now, when in this country, we should be living a lot longer, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. I mean, we now know that there are ways of increasing the lifespan to 100 or more. So the notion of being in a situation where we see old age as a period of decline, as opposed to really becoming the better version of ourselves, is, you know, there's no real excuse for it.
And you're predicting in the next 20 years that people could live to 200 at one point, right? Or could live longer and longer, depending on these changes and how these biohackers in Silicon Valley are figuring this out.
Well, there's no question that the average lifespan should be at least 100 years. There are people in the geriatric field who feel that the first person to live to between 150 to 200 years is actually around and alive today. Whether we get to that point that soon, we're uncertain, but it's absolutely a situation where 100 should be considered an attainable goal, you know, and that's why, you know, realistically, when the lifespan shortened, much of it was due to some of the ways in which we lead our lives and some of the ways in which we dealt with COVID and been in situations where it was very easy to spread communicable diseases. You want to be able to be as independent and healthy as long as you can.
All right. So let's kind of just jump right into this, Dr. Ron. What tips right now for people that especially, I guess, are getting into their 40s and 50s, and they want to start to reverse the aging process? What things can they do first?
Okay, great. That's a terrific question, because I think it's very important for people like yourself to think about growing old early. In other words, I don't see growing old as being a negative term, but to do the stuff that implement the stuff that really works. And we've got strong science to indicate that if you pay attention to what you put into your body, if you pay attention to owning what I call owning your body, which involves exercise, meditation, sleep, the kinds of things that keep you healthy. If you pay attention to your intellectual functioning to keep the mind active, not just on things related to work, but also to learn a variety of things. We know that that's associated with delaying and perhaps offsetting things like Alzheimer's. If we can learn novel things throughout the lifespan, and also surprisingly, social connectedness is a very important thing. So if you're the kind of person who's putting yourself all into work and not staying socially connected, that's a real problem, because loneliness in the older age ranges is as much of a killer as, say, obesity, smoking, and sedentary lifestyle. Now, wow. I believe it all starts with the mindset. I've actually trademarked the term rejuvenating, and I define it as the art and science of growing older with enthusiasm. So it all starts with the positive, enthusiastic mindset, the belief that it's going to be a good time when you're older.
And it will be a good time when you're older, especially when you're looking at, and this is something, again, a colleague's talked to me about, is, again, we're going to be not just this planet any longer. So if we want to live longer, we're going to get to see other planets. We're going to get to travel all over the galaxy. And that is going to be a different mindset than a lot of people, you know, 100 years before. That yeah. we're going to be multi-planetary species, as Elon Musk said. So that should be a motivation in itself to want to live longer, to get to see the fruits of a lot of those different scientific shows and different things. And if we can now feel younger at 60, like we're 40 or 30, or, you know, and really not look at our age as a factor, we're going to enjoy things more, because if we continue to be successful in what we do, and we continue to not age as more quickly and have health problems, we're going to have lots of friends, and we're going to have lots of experiences that are going to be really exciting in our lives for our kids, our grandkids, and our great grandkids, if we go and live that kind of life that we and purpose that we need to live.
Yeah, just think about what you just described and the kind of lifestyle, and compare that with somebody spending that time in a facility being taken care of, like a nursing home. You know, the reality is that, say, for example, somebody retires at age 65 or 70, and they live another 3 or 4 decades. How would you like to be living? More like the way you described it, or being taken care of without anything to look forward to on a regular basis?
I mean, it's a huge thing. And that's where I've been taking really good care of my body, really trying to reverse the aging process. So eating the right foods, taking the right supplements, working out, and saying, okay, now I want to look at my age and say, I want to be feeling like I'm 30, 20. And again, age is a mindset. My father lived to 94 and 95, and he showed me specifically that same mindset, that age. He did allow certain things because he didn't take care of his body, but he showed it in his 60s and 70s and close to 80s as man, he was fine, but health caught up with him at one point in time. So this conversation we're having, such a short period of time, which again, we're going to have you on again, because you definitely are an expert in this area, because people don't want to speak about this. 3 tips right now for people, because people need to read your book. Bottom line, they need to read your book and say, am I going to speed up the aging process, or am I going to reverse that aging process? And if I speed it up, I'm going to be in a nursing home and I'm going to die at the age that America says you should die. Or am I going to speed up? I'm going to reverse that process. So when you're seeing some of these people that are 70 years old that are in Hollywood or different successful moguls, or you like yourself at 80, that you don't act 80, and I'm sure your lifestyle's not an 80-year-old, that's important. So give us 3 things right now that people could do, and really have a checklist to say, man, I better do this so I don't end up in a nursing home. I don't end up alone. I end up living my life to the fullest.
Okay, great. First of all, I want to tell you, this stuff isn't magic. I mean, most people know about it, but one of the big problems is the fact that since you're not reporting to a job to take care of your body, it's real easy to let that stuff slide. So, you know, when I say it's somebody's going to be sitting out there and saying, duh, this isn't new, but it isn't, but it's important. So the first thing, I think one of the easiest things you can do is own your body, because it doesn't depend on somebody else approving of you, paying you, doing anything of that nature. So I think the notion of starting to exercise on a regular basis. And exercise shouldn't be, you know, one of those scary things. You know, walking is a terrific exercise. I like to introduce the notion of three main elements, the aerobic cardio kind of thing that involves things like walking, swimming, and so on. I think people should be stretching on a daily basis. And there's information online and in books and so on. And while it may seem a little scary, I think we should be doing resistance exercises, whether it be with weights, resistance bands, or things of that nature. So I think, again, I would set aside a small amount of time. Don't go from nothing to everything, but think in terms of owning your body. And that includes building in a regular sleep time. I like to add in something like meditation or yoga on a regular basis too. Don't make it drudgery, make it manageable, and you'll be surprised how quickly you adapt to it. The second thing that is really totally dependent on yourself is what you put into your body. It's not that hard. I know my editor, when I wrote the book, he made me tone it down a little bit because, again, I think it's totally dependent on yourself. If you set particular goals for I'm going to do something different, and this is what I encourage you, do something different in the way that you eat, whether it's skipping dessert or rotating food fruit into it, or as I do, most days a protein shake is my lunch. I don't eat between dinner and breakfast, so it's sort of intermittent fasting. And I can only tell you that early in COVID, when I was home a lot, I put on about 3 pounds, and that was enough to motivate me to make some of those changes. So now I'm 19 pounds less than I was at that time. So I think those couple of things are real important. The other thing is keep the mind active. And I always encourage people to be, you know, some of us got away from reading because just the pressure of work, raising family, and so on. So again, take 15 minutes a day. You'll gradually build it up. Just like, you know, when you see the results from eating well, it's motivating. If you begin to gradually increase reading time, intellectual functioning time, it's going to be motivating in and of itself. And I think that you will also, if you do some of these things, then it will help you to maintain social connectedness because you'll have things to talk about, whether it be the books you're reading, the weight you're losing. You may get involved in other kinds of physical activities at a gym, as I do. You know, so I think those are, again, not magic, but the critical thing is to recognize nobody's paying you to do it, but the rewards are even greater than some of the financial rewards that somebody may be paying you to do.
Oh, yes. Such great point. And keeping that mind going, I think, you know, writing a book or doing a podcast or radio show or TV show is a way to keep your mind going. Because if you're interviewing a lot of interesting people like yourself, that's going to keep that mind going with all whatever business you're doing and whatever other stuff you're doing, and then reading up, keeping up with the news, reading articles, and being very cultured, trying to not just focus in one area, but really build your brain to understand and learn as many things as possible. Because that learned brain will keep things going, won't it? And they talk about that. Go ahead.
No, while you're mentioning it, I want to point out that there's very convincing evidence that doing things, learning novel things, is really protective against dementia and Alzheimer's and so on. And again, it doesn't require, you know, magical kinds of things. Learning to comb your hair with your other hand or button your shirt with your other hand, that exercises a different part of your brain. I mean, certainly if you can do other things, learning a language or art, if you've never done it, that's fine, absolutely fine. But look for little kinds of things that you can try and do differently. Improve the handedness of your non-dominant hand is a good learning process.
All right. See, that's what I love about what I'm getting from you. And again, definitely going to have them on. Again, best place we can find information on you and buy the book, Rejuvenaging. Where can we go?
Well, the book is on Amazon. It's a BarnesandNoble.com. The simplest way is on Amazon, although people can contact me and we can take care of it too. I should point out that it's available in each format. So whatever you may like to, whether you, as I do, I like to physically hold the book, but it also is in an electronic format as an ebook, and it also is an audiobook if you're the kind of person who, if it'll help you to exercise and listen to it at the same time, you may find it very, very helpful.
Well, I love the information. Appreciate it. You're definitely a mission, one of those missions that I'm on. And it's like today, I ran on the treadmill for 30 minutes. I was able to do, work out really well. But I said, no, I'm going to take this to the next level. And I'm going to say, okay, I can get in the best shape of my life at 49. And that's something that I'm going to set a goal for myself that I'm going to do. And see, because I believe that if I'm going to be able to be around for my grandkids, my great grandkids, and be able to experience a multi-planetary society, I have to do the work. We got to put the work in, Dr. Ron, or it's too late. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, there's so much that you got to put the work in for it to be successful. And if you don't put the work in for yourself, then you're really being irresponsible to yourself. I'm glad you mentioned the issue of being around for your grandchildren. I don't have great grandchildren yet, but I mean, just to be able to do things with not just your kids, but your grandchildren, that's one of those really self-rewarding kinds of things. And I might add one other thing, and that's when you do that, or when you go outside or when you exercise, it's really good to be able to appreciate the good that permeates your life. It's actually one of my keys to rejuvenating. But the fact that my kids and grandkids make my wife and I a part of their lives is something that we don't take lightly. And I'm sure it helps keep us young. I do think it's very important to stay in touch with people throughout the age range, because we're not special. Isn't a category of people to say, well, we're old, so nobody else should be expected to interact with us. I gain from other people. I hope that others who are younger than me gain from me too.
All right. Thanks again for coming on the show. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, or listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.